Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. This is your co-host, Apostle Benny, and here with my wife, Apostle Valerie. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. As my husband said, we're here with you all this week for another relevant kingdom teaching. The teaching this week is entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. My Sheep Hear My Voice. Our main scripture for this week comes from John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28, and they read this way, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. And that's from the English Standard Version. What we're recognizing, and Apostle Benny will share with you all, that many people are going through life right now murmuring and complaining about how things are not going the way that they would like them to. Not really understanding, they are doing so led by their own accounts, by their own choices, by their own desires, and they are not attending to the voice of God. Now we know, and I'm not going to do this because I just feel it, God knows we are easily influenced as a people when we are not rooted and grounded in the Word, when we have not placed ourselves under proper leadership, that we can find ourselves being tossed and driven. And so because God knows how easily influenced we are and how we can get out of line if we don't have someone that's guiding us, this topic has been brought to the forefront on tonight. God has indeed provided us the ability to overcome this timid nature. He has given us the ability to overcome being tossed and driven. He's given us the ability to be able to follow the voice of God. His voice alone will we follow. Another we shall not. He knows our voice. And if we are his sheep, we know his voice as well. So I'm going to turn this over to my husband and allow him to share with you what the Holy Spirit has given him on this evening.
As we have going through the week, and of course today is Sunday evening, but as I went through last week, talking with coworkers, talking with different people that I may have came in contact with, and I thought about how that scripture, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. And so we go through life, just as she had mentioned, murmuring and complaining about things we don't have and all of those things. So I got to thinking about in the word, how it says, my sheep. So what is a sheep? So I had to go to Merriam-Webster and see if I could get a definition of sheep. And here are some synonyms that I picked up out of there. Angel, dove, innocent, lamb, a timid, defenseless creature. And we were timid and defenseless, but we're not now because God has given us the power and authority to overcome that. As she said, we're easily influenced. That's what a sheep is like. So God knows that we're influenced, as she mentioned, and so he gives us the has given us the power and authority to overcome the things that may be considered a hindrance to us. And then, of course, in Romans 10:17, and I'll read from the English Standard Version, it says, "So faith comes by hearing, hearing through the word of Christ." Hearing. And going back to John 10:27-28, he's in 27 it says, "My sheep hear my voice." Hearing. We need to be able to hear the voice of God, recognize it as his sheep, and do what he would have us to do. When we talk about, it's always like to go to the Word. Hebrews 4:12, English Standard Version says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to division of the soul and the spirit, of the joints of marrow, and discerning thoughts, intentions of the heart." We must be able to hear what thus saith the Lord, and as we move forward in everything that we do. For God speaks in one way, and we just have to be able to perceive and understand, discern what God has for us.
Y'all know I hit him with, I don't know when he said God speaks one way. God speaks many ways. And I would hope that what his intent was in that is that God speaks truth. We're able to discern the voice of God through our conversations with others. We're able to discern the voice of God when we pray. We're able to hear and discern the voice of God through visions and dreams. We're able to hear God just sitting out on the back deck and the wind blows. We're able to hear God. But what I find very significant about this is, with my sheep hear my voice. I think in this season, there are so many people who want to be. Whatever that be is, they want to be. And so they will say, "I talked to God and I heard God and God said this to me." It's almost as if they want to make sure they got the right answer when they present it to you. But if God says, "My sheep know my voice, for following my voice, that I give them a light and that they won't perish," then these folks who was claiming that they heard God's voice and yet they're perishing, you have to question, well, what exactly did you hear? And how do you quantify whether, in fact, that was from God or not? How do we quantify that? How do we make sure? That's a question that's being posed often. People are hearing. They're hearing. They feel that they are discerning, but they're not certain that they are actually hearing the voice of God. And so what does that mean for any individual? It means that you need to really pray and seek God for proper leadership. A sheep is a sheep is a sheep is a sheep, but a sheep, in order to get where it needs to go, needs a shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. It speaks to leadership. If you are a leader, then please, please be a leader who articulates the heart of God to your people and not your own propaganda and agenda. Our sheep and are looking for a proper shepherd. Don't go to a place because it's a place. Go to the leader that God has sent you to, because it's going to be very important that you get the guidance, the nurturing, the teaching, the training, all of the components that you need in order to become that which God has called you to. Often we are, as people of God, seeking answers from God, trying everything to be noticed. But in that being noticed, we're being noticed by man and not by God, because too often we're out of order. I don't want to take this teaching away from my husband. It's just good word. That we have to be in a place to really receive and know the voice of God. Know the voice of God. We have several callers on the line on tonight. Praise God. If you have a question or a comment, we'd love to have you join us. Just please press 1 and we'll bring you in. But my sheep hear my voice. I think it was Verizon that did the commercial. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? And we've talked about that before. So often we say, I hear God. You didn't even tell me. I hear God. But do you really? What have you heard from him? What have you heard from him lately that you can quantify regarding your life? What have you heard from him lately? I mean, I guess that's sort of a loaded question, but as we are moving about fulfilling purpose according to God's plan, his will for our lives, what are we hearing? And what we're hearing, if we are his sheep, he is our good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's what Psalms tells us. But he's also given us shepherds to guide us, help guide and nurture us here on earth, that will serve as your apostles and your pastors, those who are part of the fivefold ministry that God has placed on the earth to help edify the body of Christ. But do you find yourself being out of order all the time? Do you find yourself in a place where you're constantly seeking direction? Are you encountering individuals who feel like they've got all the answers, but they're always lost? Always asking questions, always making demands, always questioning any and everything because they're not certain about their own path. Whew, Lord, 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 Lord. You talked about faith. What'd you read? What scripture did you read? Coming by here. What scripture did you read? I guess I needed to stay in the room, y'all. Y'all listening? Y'all weren't listening to him. Maybe you were listening to him a little better than I was, so y'all forgive me. But in our listening, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ from Romans 10:17. When he read that scripture about our faith and our hearing, they're connected, true. But a lot of people will have faith. They will have faith in God, not the faith that God has, not the faith of the grain of a mustard seed kind of faith, but they still won't listen. They still won't listen. What hinders us from hearing the voice of God? What do you feel hinders us from hearing the voice of God?
One is probably detaching ourselves from the obedience of studying, as it states in 2 Timothy, studying to show yourself approved. And just not taking the time to just tune into what God would have us to do. We know so many things that the Word says, but then we don't follow the instructions that are set forth by God. Allowing just things that allowing things to distract us. It could be even work. You know, spending too much time, not managing your time, could be a distraction. And you know, I remember a few weeks ago, I went two nights without being able to sleep. I'd lay down, but I'd wake up at 2:30 if I went to bed at 11:30, and then I'd be up all night. And so what I got from that was I was allowing work to distract me. And so Holy Spirit said, well, I'm going to get my time from you. Because when I was up at 2:30, I was looking at the Word and trying to get some understanding of why I couldn't sleep. So that was my study time that I had not participated in. Could be my prayer time that I did not participate in. But from 2:30 till about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, that time was carved out for me. And so I was going to work sleep. So, not sleep, but tired. So that was a distraction. Work was a distraction, keeping me from studying the Word as I should have.
Another thing I think we need to look at, too, when we look at the things that keep us from really hearing the voice of God, a lot of times we don't want to hear. People don't want to hear truth. And there are a lot of people who want to be in places of leadership. They want to be in places of prominence, but they don't want to pay attention. They don't want to listen. They don't want to take instruction. They don't want to be chastened. And the Word of God tells us that God chastens those who He loves. But people feel like if I can't hear, if I have to be told what to do, if I have to be reprimanded because I'm doing something that causes more harm than good, then I don't want to listen and I don't want to be a part of that. But how do you expect to be? How do you expect to be? How do you expect to grow and become all that God would have you to be if you can't listen? If you can't listen. And I mean listen intently for what God is saying, not listening to your conscience because your conscience wants to tell you what you want, but I mean really listening to what God wants from us and then obeying. I've got some of our leaders on the line on tonight. Amen. I do welcome you to come on the line and share with us how you've experienced hearing His voice. And then as a leader, how you've been either impacted or challenged by those that you have to speak into, some that want to hear and some that don't. But we still understand that if they are indeed His sheep, they'll know His voice. They'll know His voice. They'll want to hang around. They'll follow you as you follow Christ and as you're aiding them in becoming all that God would have them to be. Because His Word says, you know, when we give our lives to Christ, that we're saved. We're gifted with the precious Holy Ghost. We're given another chance. We're given life that's abundantly. And this scripture says, I give you eternal life. Life that you will never perish. And that no one will be able to snatch them out of my hands. And that's a blessing that He won't let us go. His Word tells us that, you know, we've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Nobody can snatch you out. But what's unfortunate is that many walk out. Many just try to jump right out of his hand because they don't want to be held accountable to what it is they're hearing from the shepherd, from the good shepherd. They don't want to be accountable. They have to obey the word of God. Operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Well, they got to be loving and kind and gentle and meek. They don't want to do that. They'd rather be nasty, operating with envy and jealousy and strife, all those things. They want to be ones who will cause them contention in every situation. They don't want to hear His voice. And His voice is so loving and so kind. He's just so, He can be. I mean, because sometimes you got to get loud with me. I can be honest. I can tell you all. I've not always listened. I've always not been a good sheep. I was a little, you know, I bucked sometimes. Because I didn't understand every time somebody had to pull at me to redirect me it didn't always feel like it was for a benefit in what God wanted. It sometimes felt like it was a benefit for man. And when that happened, yeah, I bucked. Because I was like, God, I can't believe God is in this. I can't. You know, many times I was right. There were a few times I wasn't. But I had to learn those lessons. And then I had to continue to keep my ear fine-tuned to hear what it is that God is saying and to check myself, check my spirit, to make sure that I was in alignment with what God wanted and not be concerned about what man wanted. Because the voice of man, man will lift us up and man will cut us back down. But God, when God elevates you, nobody can snatch you down. Unless you try to jump out his hand and get all rebellious and act crazy. But God will keep us if we allow him to. If we continue to listen to what it is that God is saying to us. That he's trying to help us and he's making it good for us. But we've got to listen. We've got to listen.
Well, as you were speaking, you were talking about when we try to do things ourselves, like that's when we get in trouble. When we're trying to deviate from the path that God has set forth for us, then that's when we see issues that we really can't handle. We're not hearing him, but we want him to hear us. But he, you know, he says that they will never perish. And we need to grab hold of that and believe that, because that's truth, as you said before. It's all in, and of course, you know, we do this, say this in our Bible study, seeking the truth. And we all know what the truth is. When we do something that is contrary to what God wants us to do, we know it. We know what the consequences are. And sometimes, you know, we see things that where we're not in line, when we get out of line, you know, it could be something as simple as a sickness may come upon us. And then we want to blame God for that. And that's far from the truth. Some of the things that we cause on our own. And we got to remember that those things like that are not what God would want us to do.
So we look at this. We look at this about hearing his voice. And I need us to be mindful of some things. When we're going through life situations, I talk about me, y'all. Y'all know I do. It's not always pleasant. The tendency to murmur and complain exists. But that's when we have to cast down every thought. Every thought that rises up against God, we have to cast it down. We have to do some work. I think I read the scripture on yesterday about laying aside, let us lay aside every weight and sin that was so easily beset us. Let us lay it down. When we are faced with challenges when it comes to hearing, it's time for us to do some work. We want God to fix it. We want God to change it. We want God to make it okay. But God is really requiring us, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit that he's placed on the inside of us, that if we believe him, if we stand on the word of God, because we know it's truth, if we stand on it and we trust the Holy Governor that it dwells on the inside of us, then when these things come up, we should be able to crucify the flesh and concentrate on that which God would have us to do. Our children know our voices. For those of us who have children, our children know our voices. We could be at the mall and we could call our child by name. They'll say, "Ooh, ma, huh? Huh?" They know our voice. And because we are his children, we should be that same way with God. When he calls us, when he beckons unto us, when he needs to get our attention and he calls us by name, we should say, yes, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. We shouldn't be ducking and hiding, trying to get away from what it is he has for us, even if we're not sure whether this is a love moment or a chastisement moment, because even in chastisement, he loves us. Certain, we have to be conditioning ourselves to recognize the voice of God, to follow the voice of God, to attend to it daily, which means that maybe you've got to pray some more. Maybe you've got to start spending more quiet time in his presence. Sometimes you're looking for something that's big and loud and boisterous when he's speaking to you very calmly. But if you're not spending time in his presence, you don't recognize it. Sometimes he's speaking through you through other individuals. Don't be so haughty and don't be so proud that you can't hear from someone else. And just because you have a position, don't discredit anybody. If God could use an ass, surely he could use anybody else to speak a word to you or allow you to recognize his power. Someone posted on Facebook the other day about how this gentleman was always in front of their business, and they thought that, wow, what's this man doing? And they saw an opportunity where it appears this man is homeless, and someone offered to give him something, and he said, no, but let me pray for you. And they captured a picture where the woman was allowing the man to pray. She heard his voice, and she didn't judge the package that the message was coming from. She recognized that it was God. And she positioned herself to be a sheep so that the good shepherd could give her what she needed in that moment. Thank you, Benny, for this. Thank you for hearing God on this, because This is good. This is good. I wasn't going to talk tonight. I was going to rest tonight. Amen. But I thank God. I thank God for this word on tonight. And I pray that as you all have listened, I hope that you've been able to glean something from this to use for yourself. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. My children know my voice. Those that are connected to me, that I lead, know my voice. Those who are subjecting themselves to leadership want to hear the voice of God through that leader. So we have to all make sure that we're in alignment, that we're discerning properly, that we're not allowing distractions to get in the way, that we're putting our flesh under subjection daily, so that we don't let our flesh rise up. Got to get up and crucify that daily. Stay in the Word of God. Stay postured in prayer so that you can hear what God has to say to you. And after you've done that, after you've heard his voice and you're being attentive and you're obeying his voice, watch what he'll do for you next. Tunities. He'll use you to speak into the lives of others. He will. I am a witness of what he'll do. Honey, you want to pray us out?
Father, we thank you. We thank you because we know that we are your sheep, and we do hear your voice. Continue to allow them, your voice, to be elevated through the empowerment place. We thank you for just giving us the opportunity to talk to your people all over the world, because we know God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth will not perish but have everlasting life. We know that, and we are praying for our listeners, and we thank you. All over the world, they will hear your voice and be able to do what you would have them to do. We thank you again for this blog radio that is able to reach so many people that we'd be able to just impart in them what you would have us to do. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can join us tomorrow at 5 a.m. We have our intercessory prayer. It'd be every day, Monday through Friday. If you have a prayer request, you can reach us on Facebook, The Empowerment Place, or Valerie Burrell, and even Benny Burrell as well. We encourage men to join us on Wednesday for a mass prayer call. We thank you, and as always, we always say, when you are empowered, take the opportunity to empower someone else. God bless you. Good night.